Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Over the weekend, Naomi Bloom of Total Farm Marketing appeared on public television's Market to Market and talked about the soybean market.
We have, of course, the soybeans back on track. So that's great news. Our crush numbers are fantastic. We had the NOPA crush report this week. That was just, again, hitting it out of the park for demand there. And the market seems to be content to be in a range right now with a March contract, like $14 resistance, support near, let's just say, $13.50. But where we finish is on support. And so Sunday night's market is going to just be based on that South American weather. And there's potential there. There's absolutely potential for the soybean market. We've got to do some weather watching here in the short term. So when I look at the technical charts, I can base my opinion of, okay, this market's either going to, if we can get some friendly news, here's why we could go a dollar higher, and it helps me set cash targets to the upside. But also, if we get negative news, I can project to the downside where we're going to go, so I know in terms of, like, if people had bought puts, where do we want to put our profit orders at and things like that. So it's a very critical roadmap. But the fundamental news ultimately guides things when everything is said and done.
Yeah.
I think back to 2012, 13, 14, when we had high grain prices, and everybody's back then said $5 is the new normal for corn, and boy, did we get egg on our face, right? Markets can go wherever they want, and they can do whatever they want, and there is no normal. So at some point, it wouldn't surprise me if in a few years, if the weather straightens out, why we could have $3 corn in a couple years, just like we did years ago, because markets like to go to places that they've been. Or the weather is not fantastic. There's reasons why in the longer term prices could go back up. So never say anything that's concrete in this industry, that's for sure. This week we had really good news. PPI and CPI numbers came in less than expected. So those are measures of inflation at the wholesale level and at the retail level. So the good news is that inflation is going down. So what you can take away from that is that the Fed's aggressive interest rates hikes have worked, and demand is starting to slow down a little bit. When there's no threat of higher interest rates on the horizon, that's what's making the dollar retreat, and the dollar has come down nicely, and I think that was a good reason why we had some nice export sales this week. So it's very welcome news. Do I think it's going to go down further? I do. It's going to, you know, chop and zig and zag along the way, but really there is this attitude that at least the Fed's are not going to raise interest rates anymore, but usually what they do is they'll hold them steady for 6 months to a year, and then they're going to see where the chips fall before they start any reduction. So I don't see that they're going to reduce interest rates, but at least they'll hold them steady. And when there's no story to tell, then we'll probably see that dollar continue to go lower, which, yeah, absolutely, that's great for U.S. ag exports, and that helps, you know, with a demand story.
Is the bull sleeping in the cattle market?
The bull has been slaughtered, I think. I'm sorry to say it like that, but it's two things. So the technical damage has been done on charts, but also, again, the notion that, you know, the herd obviously not rebuilt back to where it needs to be or where it could be, but this imported cattle part of the equation has made people say, okay, it's going to slowly fix itself in terms of more production is coming, and we're out of the woods in terms of just this dire situation of a smaller herd. With feed prices coming down, you know, that's another reason for producers to get a little bit more current. I think those high prices are behind us. We'll get a recovery bounce. We'll go back up. We need to fill a few couple gaps on the chart, but I don't think we're going to go rocketing higher anymore.
Naomi Bloom of Total Farm Marketing on Market to Market on public television over the weekend. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a weather break.